8-year-old Takari was excited that many of her relatives were coming for Thanksgiving dinner. It was 1941. The U.S. Congress had just approved Thanksgiving as a national holiday, and for the first time, Takari's entire family would be celebrating together. "Your Aunt Millie is coming from New York, and your Uncle David from Michigan. It's exciting that we'll all be together in New Jersey just like when we were kids," exclaimed Takari's mother, beaming.
"Is Dad's family coming too?" asked Takari.
"It's too far to come from Japan. I wish they were," replied Takari's mother, smiling.
"Me too," said Takari, sighing.
Takari's mother had a lot to do before the guests arrived. She rushed back and forth from the dining room to the kitchen, her hands filled with plates and silverware.
"Can I help?" Takari asked.
Takari's mother frowned, but then said, "Okay, bring the big white platter that's on the counter. But be very careful. It's Grandma Toshi's. Your dad's family brought it out every Thanksgiving."
"Did Dad celebrate Thanksgiving in Japan?" asked Takari, puzzled.
"Yes. In Japan, there is also a day of Thanksgiving when people give thanks for their blessings throughout the year. It has a different name, Kino Kansa Nohai, but the meaning of the holiday is almost the same," answered Takari's mother, smiling. Takari walked behind her mother, carrying Grandma Toshi's platter, followed by her dog Ruffles. But suddenly, when Takari's mother turned around, they all collided. The platter fell and broke in half. Takari's mother's hands flew to her head, and she said, "Oh, Takari, how could you? Your dad is going to be so upset. And I was going to serve Grandma Toshi's special Thanksgiving chestnut rice on it."
"I'm really sorry," said Takari, upset that she had destroyed a family tradition. "I'll be more careful."
"No, I don't want you to help me anymore. Get out of here and take Ruffles with you," shouted Takari's mother. Then, noticing Takari's pained expression, her mother tried to calm her anger and said, "Why don't you take Ruffles and go play with your friend Little Sparrow while I get Thanksgiving dinner ready? Ruffles can use a walk. Honey, be a good girl and take her out."
But I want to help you," said Takari. "Like the pilgrims and Indians helped each other on the first Thanksgiving."
"I don't have time. Go on," ordered Takari's mother. Feeling gloomy, Takari leashed Ruffles as she watched her mother throw the jagged pieces of the china platter in the backyard trash.